FNC's Hilton on Trump, there needs to be a new campaign strategy. By Trent Baker on July 19, 2020. Sunday, Fox News Channel's The Next Revolution host Steve Hilton urged President Donald Trump to adopt a new campaign strategy if he wants to win the 2020 presidential election. Hilton argued that Trump is the only person who can stop this loony left dystopia going on in the United States, but noted the president's betting odds have soured since the George Floyd protests. The host said if Trump wants to win, he needs a new campaign strategy. There's time for another Trump comeback, but it will take more than a new campaign manager. There needs to be a new campaign strategy, Hilton emphasized. Here's my memo: we know the media are totally dishonest and part of the Biden campaign team, but don't make life easier for them. Voters won't hear the president's election arguments unless they feel he's on top of the health and economic emergency. So, item one is get a grip of both. On coronavirus. Whatever we may think about the media's misinformation or case numbers in the death rate, still lower here than many major countries, show the administration is in control. Resume the daily task force briefing, but with Mike Pence as the face of the federal response. Save the president for big announcements. On the economy, of course it's true that the best thing we can do is reopen. But in the end, that's a state and local decision, he continued. This is the election reality. Millions of Americans are unemployed and facing hardship. Congress starts talking about the next relief bill tomorrow. But the president should be in the lead with some clear priorities. Don't bail out badly run states. That's not about punishing blue states, it's about all states getting their house in order. Hilton also called on the Trump re-election campaign to be more constructively controversial and highlight positive patriotism rather than snarling angry. One of the main reasons Trump won in 2016 was that he was constructively controversial, outlined Hilton. For example, when he made his famous statement about banning travel to fight terrorism, the entire establishment lost their minds, but that controversy helps the Trump campaign. It told voters three things: this guy is serious about controlling immigration, he is serious about keeping us safe, and above all, he would bring real change, not the same old PC nonsense we've had for years. Appealing to the Fox News audience is not enough, he added. The base is not enough, but just as with the travel ban in 2016, that doesn't mean diluting the populism. It just means making it positive. Teach our kids to love America, make our economy self-sufficient. American workers first, police reform, not police retreat, school choice for everyone. Make America great again for all. Positive patriotism. Not snarling angry, but full of hope and optimism. The country is crying out for it. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter @MagnifyTrent.